نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما. سورة النبأ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عم يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. What are they asking one another about? About the great news, about which they are in disagreement. Nay, they will come to know. No, again they will come to know. Have we not made the earth as a bed, and the mountains as pegs? And we have created you in pairs, and we have made your sleep as a thing for rest, and we have made the night as a covering, and we have made the day for livelihood, and we have built above you seven strong heavens, and we have made therein a shining lamp, and we have sent down from the rainy clouds abundant water, that we may produce therewith corn and vegetation, and gardens of thick growth. Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. Indeed, the day of decision is a fixed time. We find in Surah An-Naba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are these people arguing about? What are these people disputing about? And think of all the endless debates and discussions such as people adore to have, that, well, will there be a day of judgment or not? Is there an azab in the grave? And when is this day of judgment going to come? Allah says, what are these people on about? Have they not observed the worldly blessings Allah has created for them? Look at the contrast between the verses. The surah starts with Allah asking, what are people talking about? What are people involved in? What are they spending their precious moments in? Although Allah has created this myriad blessings for us to reflect upon, and what decision should we arrive when we reflect upon everything in the universe? Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. The day of judgment is a fixed time. None knows of its coming, but that does not alter its inevitability. Yawma yunfakhu fis suri fata'tuna afwaja. The day when the trumpet will be blown and you shall come forth in crowds, group upon group. Now if you think of one graveyard, take Jannatul Baqi for instance, the graveyard in Medina. Do we even know the number of people buried there? Allah says, the day when the trumpet shall be blown and you shall come forth in crowds. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. The heavens shall be opened and they shall become gates, and the mountains shall be moved away from their places. فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. And they will be as if they were a mirage. Now imagine the mountains. Mountains which symbolize intense physical power, intense immobility, something which cannot budge from its place. Allah says, they will become as if they were a mirage. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada lit-taqina ma'aba. Truly hell is a place of ambush. What is this place of ambush? A hidden place of the hunter where he traps the unwary prey, where he traps the one who doesn't want to think about the hereafter, or the one who is not ready for the hereafter. Truly hell is a place of ambush, a dwelling place for those who transgress. They will abide therein for ages. Now you'll notice that there's no mention here of the non-Muslims or Muslims. For all those who transgress, for all those who disobey Allah, for all those who exceed the limits of Allah's obedience. لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا. They shall live therein for ages. Nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink, except boiling water and dirty wound discharges. Now you read this and you feel sickened and you think, isn't that harsh? So Allah reminds us, جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا, an exact recompense. These people earn this hell. It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sadisticness or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cruelty that He's punishing them unfairly. An exact recompense. For indeed they used not to hope for a reckoning, but they belied our signs. And there's one form of denial where you're verbally saying, I don't believe in it. And there's one form of denial in which you're not saying anything, but your actions prove that you're not concerned about the hereafter. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. And all things we have recorded in a book. Their rebellions, their sins, their mutiny. So taste you the results of your evil actions. فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. No increase shall we give you except in torment. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Indeed, for the Allah conscious, there will be success. Gardens and vineyards, and young shapely maidens of equal age. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. And a full cup of wine. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. No false talk shall they hear therein, nor any lying. Now only people whose conversations in this world were pure, free from gossip, free from slander, free from backbiting, will be granted these conversations in Jannah. Jaza omni rabbika. A reward from your Lord. An ample, calculated gift. Rabbi samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma ar-Rahman. From the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is in between them, Ar-Rahman, the most forgiving, the most loving, the most merciful. لا يملكون منه خطابا, with whom they cannot dare to speak. Now look at the beautiful contrast. You read Ar-Rahman and you think, Allah will forgive me. Allah will forgive all my sins and Allah loves me. Allah reminds us, do not be deluded into thinking that Allah's mercy will forgive even those sins which you're recklessly sinning. Like people say, oh, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, and He wants us to sin so He can forgive us. Allah says, true, He is Ar-Rahman, but none will dare to speak before Him. The day that Jibreel and the angels will stand forth in rows, they will not speak except whom Ar-Rahman allows. And He will speak what is right. People who say, oh, I'll just explain to Allah, oh, I'll just ask Allah about this. Allah reminds us, لا يسأل عما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. Allah cannot be asked about what He does. They shall be asked. ذلك اليوم الحق. This is the true day. فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. So whoever wills, male, female, young, old, rich, poor, black, white, whoever wills, let him seek a place and a way to his Lord. And we have indeed warned you of a near torment, the day when man will see that which his own hands have sent forth, the deeds which we ourselves earned. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the disbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I were dust. And this will happen after those Muslims who have been thrown in hell have been punished for their sins, and they have burnt that duration. And the kafirs will taunt them and say, well, what's the difference between us and you then? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon hearing these words, will be so furious, and He will take out those believers from hell because they'll have burnt for their sins. And at that point, the kafir will realize that for him, there is no way out ever. And he will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Alas, would that I were dust. Surah An-Nazi'at. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا والسابقات سبقا والمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة. By those angels who pull out with great violence, by those angels who gently take out, and by those that swim along, and by those that press forward as in a race, and by those angels who arrange to do the commands of their Lord. On the day, the earth and the mountains will shake violently. The second blowing of the trumpet follows it. Some hearts that day will tremble with fear and anxiety. Their eyes will be downcast. They say, shall we indeed be returned to our former state of life, even after we are crumbled bones? They say, it would in that case be a return with loss. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدًا. It will be only a single shout. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ. When behold, they find themselves on the surface of the earth alive. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Has there come to you the story of Musa? See, when you read these verses, your heart starts trembling with fear, and you visualize that day of judgment. So Allah reassures us that right now there still is time to turn to Him. There still is time to obey Him. There still is time to send ahead something for that day. Has there come to you the story of Musa, when his Lord called him in the sacred valley of Tuwa? Go to Fir'aun. Indeed, he has transgressed all bounds. And ask him, would you purify yourself, that I may guide you to your Lord, so you should fear him. Then Musa showed him the great sign, but Fir'aun denied and disobeyed. Then he turned his back, striving against Allah. And then he gathered his people and cried aloud, saying, I am your Lord, Most High. So Allah seized him with punishment for his first and last transgression. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَىٰ. Indeed, and this is an instructive admonition for whoever fears Allah. Throughout the Quran, Allah gives us confrontations. Confrontations between those who obey Allah and those who are disobeying Allah. And right now, the choice is ours. Do we wish to be like Musa alayhi salam? Do we wish to be a da'i, one who calls people to Allah? Or God forbid, are we more interested in being like Fir'aun, one who scornfully turns away? Are you more difficult to create, or is the heaven that He constructed? What keeps people from obeying Allah, that they really cannot believe in the day of judgment? Allah says, what's difficult about it for me? He has raised its height and has perfected it. Its night He covers with darkness, and its forenoon He brings out with light. And after that He spread the earth and brought forth therefrom its water and its pasture, and the mountains He has fixed firmly. to be a provision and a benefit for you and your cattle. فَإِذَا جَاءَ قِطَامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. But when there comes the greatest catastrophe, Allah reminds us this dunya that we worship, that we strive for, that we dream about, that we die for, it will not last forever. Even this dunya will finish. But when there comes the greatest catastrophe, the day when man shall remember what he strove for. We tell one line, we forget about it the next minute. Allah says that day your memory will return to you. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَىٰ. And hellfire shall be made apparent in full view for everyone who sees. People say, oh, don't talk to me about hell. It's so frightening. On that day, everyone will see it. Then as for him who transgressed all bounds, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and preferred the life of this world, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ, then his abode will be hellfire. In Islam, dunya is not condemned. Allah doesn't tell us that renounce the dunya and go sit in a cave worshipping Allah. But the word here is, and preferred the life of this world. If it was a choice between haram risk and halal risk, he chose haram risk. If it was a choice between pleasing Allah and pleasing his friends, he chose pleasing his friends. Then for such a person who compromised on his deen for this dunya's sake, for such a person who perjured his soul in the hereafter for this dunya, then his abode will be hellfire. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. But as for him who feared standing before his Lord, not even who feared Allah, who feared the day when he will stand before Allah and be asked, how did you spend your wealth? How did you spend your time? How did you spend your youth? How did you spend your life? For such a person, paradise will be his abode. They ask you about the hour. When will be its appointed time? You have no knowledge to say anything about it. To your Lord belongs the term thereof. You are only a warner for those who fear it. The day they see it, it will be as if they had not waited in this world. They had not stayed in this world except an afternoon or a morning. Surat Abasa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَن جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى. He frowned and turned away because there came to him the blind man. And how can you know that he might become pure, or he might receive admonition, and the admonition might profit him? As for him who thinks himself self-sufficient, to him you attend. What does it matter to you if he will not become pure? But as to him who came to you running and is afraid, of him you are neglectful and divert your attention to another. There's a beautiful story behind this surah. Once the Prophet ﷺ in the early days of Islam was speaking to some of the Quraysh leaders and trying to convince them of the truth of Islam. And this blind man, one of the companions, and this man's name was Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, came up to the Prophet ﷺ. Because he was blind, he didn't realize that the Prophet ﷺ was busy. So he started asking him some question about Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, I'll tell you later. But Hazrat Abdullah was so eager to learn that he kept on persisting. And finally the Prophet ﷺ was annoyed and he frowned and turned away. And this surah was revealed. Now we need to know that this is not that Na'uzubillah the Prophet ﷺ was being scolded over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love for his Prophet, wish that his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character should always be at the standard of perfection. As Allah told us in Surah Qalam, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on an exalted standard of character. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a mother lovingly chiding her child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lovingly tells his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that don't do this. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّىٰ. He frowned and turned away because there came to him the blind man. And how can you know that he might become pure? This surah teaches us something very important, that when anyone, even if he is disabled, or even if he is seemingly unimportant, seemingly insignificant, in people's eyes accepts Islam, he becomes more precious in Allah's eyes than anyone who might be cleverer, who might be wealthier, who might be more influential. See, Allah looks at the yearning in each person's heart. We find that on one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ went up and there was this very ugly man by the name of Zahir. People didn't really pay much attention to him. And the Prophet ﷺ came up from behind him and slipped his arms behind his waist. And he called out teasingly, who will buy this slave from me? And that man turned in surprise and he saw it was the Prophet and he said, oh, alas, O Prophet of Allah, no one will buy me. I'm totally worthless. And the Prophet ﷺ said, in Allah's eyes, you are not worthless at all. Allah loves you. إن أكرمكم عند الله يتقاكم. Remember, the most honorable of you in Allah's eyes is the one who is the most Allah conscious. Not the one who is the most status, or the most glamour, or the most houses. Allah says, as to him who came to you running, and is afraid. In other words, this person has this eagerness for knowledge. He has this eagerness for love of Allah. Of him you are neglectful and divert your attention to another. And it was also like a slap in the face for Quraysh, that, O Quraysh, you who pride yourself on your charisma and your status, in Allah's eyes this blind man is more precious than all of you. Kalla, innaha tafkira. No, indeed it is an admonition. So whoever wills, let him pay attention to it. It is in record, held in honor, exalted, purified, in the hands of scribes, honorable and obedient. Kutila linsanu ma akfara. Be accursed is man, how ungrateful he is. Min ayya shay'in khalaqa. From what thing did he create him? From 7 drops he created him, and then set him in due proportion. Then he makes the path easy for him. Then he causes him to die, and puts him in his grave. Then when it is his will, he will resurrect him again. Kalla lamma yaqdi ma amara. No, but he has not done what Allah commanded him. Now let's read this ayat and apply it to ourselves. Think of all the blessings Allah has given us, our wealth, our knowledge, our talents, our energies, our time, our children. Have we obeyed Allah in gratitude for all that He has given us? Have we even thanked Allah for all that He has given us? No, but man has not done what He commanded him. Then let man look at his food. We pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in clefts, and we cause therein the grain to grow, and grapes and clover plants, and olives and date palms, and gardens dense with many trees, and fruits and herbage. Mata'an lakum. As the benefit for you. Look at Allah's love for us. Look at this vast universe He's created for us. Allah says, Mata'an lakum. I've done all this for you. Fa'idha ja'ati sa'kha. Then when there comes the blowing of the trumpet. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhi. That day shall a man flee from his brother, wa ummihi wa abi, and from his mother and his father, wa sahibatihi wa bani, and his wife and his children. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Every man that day will have enough concern to make him careless of others. Could we even imagine such a situation where we are running away from our loved ones, from our nearest and dearest, from our parents, from our spouses, from our children? Yet Allah is telling us that if we do not have enough good deeds for ourselves, then on that day even those loved ones will turn into hated enemies, because we'll be afraid lest they take some good deeds away from us. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. Some faces that day will be radiant, laughing, rejoicing at good news. And other faces that day will be dust-stained. Darkness will cover them. Such will be the disbelievers, the wicked people. The disbelievers and the wicked people. Who are the wicked people? Those who disobey Allah. Surah At-Takwir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت. When the sun is wound round, and when the stars fall, and when the mountains are made to pass away, and when the pregnant she-camels are neglected. See, for the Arabs, a she-camel was very valuable, and the pregnant she-camel was doubly valuable. Allah says, all that you worship, all that you yearn to have in this world, will seem immaterial on that day. And when the wild beasts are gathered together, and when the seas become as blazing fire, and when the souls are joined with their bodies. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. When the female child, buried alive, will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin was she killed? Now we know that the Arabs had a custom that if someone had a daughter, a lot of them would bury her alive because they were ashamed of daughters. Now we find that man's essence does not change. So nowadays nobody might be burying their daughter alive literally, but people have other ways of burying their daughters alive. We find that women abort their female children, they abort their female embryos. Not just that, when we look in our own country, what happens to women? Their deprivation of education, they are deprived of wedding rights. Women are married to the Quran. Why? So that the fathers can keep the land within the family. Emotional repression, loss of independence. Many families don't allow their women to inherit a right which Allah has granted them. Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. When this girl who has been suppressed, who has been repressed, who has been deprived of her basic human rights, she will be asked. See, this is so beautiful. Allah is not even going to ask the person who did this to her. Allah is not even going to ask the person who victimized her. Allah will ask the victim. This woman who was not given a voice to speak up for her rights in this world, Allah will give her a voice on that day. بِأَيِّذَمْ مِنْ قُتِلَتْ. Look at the poignant question. She will be asked, for what sin was she killed? What was her crime that she was deprived of all these rights? The Prophet ﷺ once said, the gist of which was, whoever has a girl and does not bury her alive, does not humiliate her or give his son preference over her, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. He shall enter paradise. In other words, for a person to bring up their daughter with justice, with fairness, with equality, and with equal rights as with their son, then that daughter will be a means of their entering Jannah. When the female buried alive will be asked, and we women say, oh, Islam has not granted us any rights. That's because we haven't read the Quran. بِأَيِّذَمْ مِنْ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin was she killed? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the pages are laid open. You read this ayat and you visualize customs when your baggage is being checked. Is everything all right? Can you pass? Or is there something wrong? Is there something in it that's not going to let you get away? إِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. When the pages are laid open. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the heaven is stripped off and taken away from its place. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. And when hellfire is set ablaze. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And when paradise is brought near. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. In the midst of this chaos, in the midst of this pandemonium, when man sees all that was familiar collapsing around him, then every person will know what he has truly brought. So indeed, I swear by the planets that recede, and by the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves, and by the night as it departs, and by the dawn as it brightens, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed, this is the word brought by a most honorable messenger, owner of power with Allah, the Lord of the throne, obeyed and trustworthy. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. And your companion is not a madman. And indeed, he saw Jibreel in the clear horizon. And he withholds not the knowledge of the unseen. And this Quran is not the word of the outcast shaitan. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Then where are you going? Allah is asking us, where are you going? Have you thought about it? Have we planned which place is it that we wish to end up in? Are we building a mansion in Jannah? Or God forbid, are we digging a pit in hell? Because we know that all of us have been allotted a plot in Jannah and a plot in hell. Right now, the choice is ours. What are we building for ourselves? Are we piling up fuel? Or are we building houses in Jannah? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Allah is asking us, wake up people, you're on a journey. What are you doing? أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? Have you thought about it? Have you analyzed your life, your actions? Indeed, this Quran is nothing less than a reminder to all the worlds. It's not just for when you grow old and you've nothing better to do, so then I can read the Quran. And then I'll go for Hajj and Allah will forgive me. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It's a reminder for all the worlds. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ مَيَسْتَقِيمُ. For him who wills amongst you to walk straight, to be guided. And you cannot will unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of the world. Does that mean it's Allah's fault that I can sit back placidly and say, oh well, if Allah wills, I'll be guided? No. Allah has told us in the Quran, يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ. Allah guides towards himself the one who seeks him, the one who yearns for him. Surah Al-Infitar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت. When the heaven is cleft asunder, when the stars have scattered, and when the seas are burst forth, and when the graves are turned upside down, then a person will know what he has sent forward and what he has left behind. Then we will realize our priorities, things which we obeyed, and things that we postpone doing. That there's lots of time to obey Allah, lots of time to read this Quran, lots of time to get up for tahajjud. Allah says, that day you will realize which of your priorities succeeded and which of your priorities were the wrong ones. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O man, what has deceived you about your Lord, the most generous? Look at the sadness in Allah's words. O man, who has led you astray from me? Who has turned you away from me? Al-Kareem, Allah who loves us so much,
He has given us all we had, have, or ever will have.
Alladhi khalaqaka? Have you forgotten that it was Allah who created you,
fashioned you perfectly,
and gave you due proportion?
In whatever form He willed,
He put you together.
Whatever physical blessings we have, whatever energies, whatever strengths, whatever talents, whatever we have is from Allah.
Who then has turned us away from Allah?
What sort of deceptions do we have about Allah?
The greatest deception is, oh, Allah is not going to ask me about this, and Allah is forgiving, and Allah loves me, and Allah knows how much I love Him.
Then we find the other extreme, people who despair of Allah's mercy. No, no, it's too late now. Too much water has passed under the bridge. Might as well be hung for a sheep as for a lamb. Allah can't forgive me. How can I turn to Allah? I feel ashamed before Allah.
The greatest deception of all is that we tell ourselves that we don't need Allah. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. We think we can get by without Allah. Old man, what has deceived you about your Lord? He is our Allah. See, Rabb is the one who created, the one who nurtured, the one who is sustaining us every second of the day. Allah says, you can't get by me without one instant. Then what has turned you away from me? That you're not ready to think about me. You're not ready to turn to me. You're not ready to start loving me. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَمْ تَخْشَىٰ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has still not the time come for those who believe, for their hearts to melt before the remembrance of Allah? Still our hearts are so hardened that we go on doing whatever it is we're doing, not caring whether Allah is watching or not. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Think about it. What has deceived you about your Lord, the most generous? كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. No matter how many excuses we put forth, the truth of the matter is, you deny the day of judgment. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. And although there are angels watching you, you're not interested in the day of judgment. You're not worried about it. But there are beings watching you. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Honorable ones writing down your deeds. Now when you know that a video camera is focused on you, you instinctively become self-conscious and alert. You know, if you're at a wedding and you see that the camera is on you, then you become alert and you're careful not to make any mistakes. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Those invigilators, constantly with us, recording every word we utter. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know all that you do. They even know our intentions. So if we're praying, but we're praying to show off, we're praying so people admire us, then it's the angel on the left hand who will write it down, not the angel on the right. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Indeed, the righteous, the good people, will be in gardens of delight. And indeed, the wicked will be in the blazing fire. Therein they will enter and taste its burning flame on the day of judgment, and they will not be absent therefrom. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. What will make you realize what this day of judgment is? Again, what will make you realize what the day of judgment is? يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. The day when no person shall have power to do anything for another. It's another of our great deceptions, that we've said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for us. And my friend has said that he'll take this sin for me, and my mother is very good and she'll intercede for me. The day when no person shall have power to do anything for another. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. And all power, all judgment that day shall belong to Allah. Right in the beginning of the Quran, Allah warned us, الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. He is the most forgiving, yes, but remember, He alone is master of the day of judgment.